Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than things in my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Oh, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, and it's hot. I told you again. When you're born on the sun, it's damn hot.
It's Mike Shope.
So damn hot. I saw one of those guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
And the Bulldog.
It's going to be like tonight. It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Damn hot!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Here is you from the future telling me in June of 1993 that no Canadian team would win the Stanley Cup again for at least 32 years. I would go like this. Okay, let me think about this. Vancouver. Okay. I mean, I read left to right. So Vancouver, sure, I believe it. They do go to the finals the next year, but I mean, I don't know that because I'm in 1993.
Yeah.
You tell me Vancouver didn't win a Stanley Cup for the next three decades, I'd have no problem believing it. Edmonton, they had traded Wayne Gretzky. Like, it's Edmonton. Like, all right. I mean, that team's over.
Mm-hmm.
And
they had their moment.
Yep. They're not a... It's money's talking now in this league. Okay,
it was a little more than a moment. They had an
era. Their dynasty.
They had an era,
but it was over.
Right.
So, okay. Calgary was good, but I guess I wouldn't strain to believe that Calgary would not win a Stanley Cup for the next 30 years. Winnipeg, sure. Obviously, they don't win a Stanley Cup for the next 30 years. I could have told you that from the present future guy. Ottawa is new expansion team. All right. I'm with you so far.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's my team in 1993. I'm crushed by the Leafs losing to Gretzky's Kings and then the Kings losing to the Canadiens. But the Leafs had a way then, as they I think they still do, of not getting to the top. I think I would have believed it. I would have been like sort of bitter Leafs fan going, all right, fine, I guess. I'm not shocked.
Mm.
Quebec is still there, but... They don't get Lindros done, and that maybe they're moving. Maybe I know this already. I don't know, but
it's a little early for that. But yeah, okay.
If I don't know that they're moving, they're the team where I might have the hardest time because they're like loading up, but they've never been to the finals. And Montreal, don't tell me that Canada doesn't win a cup for 32 years. Just tell me that Montreal does it, and I think I'm stunned. I think I just would not have believed that the Montreal Canadiens in 1993 would not win another cup in more than three decades. The Canadiens?
Right, we grew up with them winning the cup kind of all the time.
All the time.
Well,
how could they have not won a Stanley Cup in 30 years?
Yeah.
That sounds like the Cubs or something. It sounds like a team that... just
I'm not
would be futile.
Burdened by the flirtation, more than a flirtation. I never have been a Leafs fan. I would have difficulty believing both of those teams. I would almost view them as equals, and I know they're not. As far as cup wins go, I mean, you got to go back to the 60s for the Leafs, and Montreal obviously has won much more more recently than that anyway. I'll take the much off of that. But I would say Toronto, Montreal, like those are hockey hotbed markets that almost demand that you contend, and I would expect the team to sort of follow suit. And Toronto mostly has. They've been contending. There was a big dip before Matthews got there, and it was pretty dark for a while. And it was, you know, not great in the 80s either, right? Howard Ballard, I mean, it was pretty bleak.
It was not.
but I would have assumed either one of those two teams would have won in this period of time since Montreal last won in 93.
Fair enough. But most of the Canadian franchises, I think I would have said 30 years ago, like, yeah, all right, well, I get it.
I believe you.
But not the Habs. The Habs have won 8 cups since Toronto's been to the finals. I think it's like 8 or 9. Montreal went to that final in the COVID year, but lost.
That's right.
Going through Toronto.
Right.
A much better Toronto team
that
year to do so.
I saw a list. I'm not going to be able to recall it exactly, but just to point out how much of a powerhouse Montreal was back in the 70s, the list of cup matchups that are repeats, right? Like Edmonton and Florida are this year. That's a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short list, and Montreal might have three. If there's six matchups on it, Montreal's in three of them.
Back to back.
Yeah,
Montreal, Boston.
Yeah. Maybe it's only two of the five or something. However many it is, they had multiple appearances on that list, and they're the only team I think that is like that you know repeats like that. Although if it was Boston twice in a row, then Boston would be there too.
But 77, 78 are both Montreal, Boston. Montreal, Calgary was 2 and 3 years, not back to back.
Right,
86, 88.
Yep.
Maybe the Montreal-Chicago matchups from the early 70s could be on the list.
It's just not something I
this
think
is
I
since
can...
since expansion?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah, St. Louis,
Montreal.
Montreal is on it. Yes.
Like 1969
so Montreal's on it twice. That's what it is. Montreal has two of the... Yeah,
and St. Louis isn't that Scotty Bowman?
Yes,
St. Louis,
and it's expansion
in the West,
and they win the West.
Yeah, and like it's all expansion teams or something.
Right, it's like L.A. Yeah,
Philadelphia, maybe. And they win, and it's like the JV.
Right,
you know.
Yeah,
Sabres on this list? No. back to back Stanley Cup Finals. All right. Well, I don't have to sit here in silence thinking about it.
How
Pittsburgh, Detroit?
Are you? Yes, that's Crosby's first cup. How invested in the streak ending are you, if at all? Like, do you
not really yet? I you know me. I love streaks. I'm the guy. I'm the worst guy to be around. I love when the Red Sox lose and the Cubs lose and these kind of things like this. I don't root against Canada per se, but I it's gone if they win.
Right.
This is an interesting topic. It's over if Edmonton wins. I'm just here for the content. I wanted to get back to every year having debating the curse of the Bambino, and the Red Sox went and ruined it. They just ruined their brand
by
winning.
Folks, he's not wrong. I don't care about them at all anymore, really. And it's not just the one. Maybe if it had just been the one, I'd still be hungry. But they won 4 in like 13 years or something, and like... my entire existence as a human was sort of based in this misery that I was carrying around with the Boston Red Sox. When it was gone, I'm like, I don't have to watch you anymore.
I love droughts.
I'm not from Boston. I kind of, you can be pretty annoying, a lot of you. I don't need to align with this.
This was tested for me with the Leafs because I sat down to watch Game 7 against Florida, and I didn't want them to lose. I wanted them to beat Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's family, it's friends, it's my past. Yeah. Like, I wanted them, I don't really like them, but I wanted them to beat Florida. Marchand, too. You take Florida and you mix in Marchand.
Right.
Like, not, and then the game just so got away from them, and, you know, then I was kind of done with it. It didn't hurt.
Yeah.
But I didn't want them to lose, so.
I didn't either. I'm sort of all over the road here. But I think when the games begin, like when it, you know, 8:10 or whatever time they're actually going to drop the puck tonight, I think I will have a hard time not rooting for Florida.
Really?
I like the build of that team so much. And I was rooting for Toronto to beat them because John Gale was sitting in my living room watching game 7, and I would have felt just like a real jerk, like actively rooting, you know, and that matters to me. And the market matters, the history of the franchise matters, and, you know, I'm sort of a stick up for, like, keep going guy, and I'd like an example of someone who's going to keep going actually getting paid off. You know, instead of it, okay, now it's okay. Swing the wrecking ball now, finally. You have to. You can't keep going like this. So I was.
Which team are you talking about?
Toronto.
Okay.
Right now. So I'm saying I was like conflicted there, but now that like that's over, I like Florida so much. Barkov is so fantastic. Just one of the best two-way players ever is what he is. He dominates the Selke. He scores tons of points.
Reinhardt
is
in the same bucket.
Yeah, he's great. I love Tkachuk, even though he's a dirtbag, and like Marchand fits right in. Like it all works. And I really like Paul Maurice.
Coach is likable.
So I'm really, and that's against, what is that against? That's against this incredible talent that McDavid is, which is breathtaking. Like I don't want him to lose, but I think I'm expecting to feel Florida when I turn the game on tonight. I'm not positive, but I'm expecting that. I just like how they play so much, because I think they can do almost anything you want to do.
Edmonton is different. How? I mean, it's the top line. It's the top guys that are the story when it comes to the Oilers, but they got tight. Like they
showed me, and I think everyone, a lot.
They got tight in a good way.
Yeah. They buckled games down against Dallas. I mean, the coach for Dallas came off kind of like a knucklehead talking about, you know, we need to get a lead and the goalie and blaming the goalie and all this stuff. But he's right. I mean, you're behind 2-1 to that team now, and they know how to do it. So I think it's a really it's a super fascinating matchup, I think. I mean, it was last year, but I think Edmonton has grown in this way. Like, if they do get a lead, I think Florida could be really in tough. The trick is going to be getting that lead. Like, if they're up 3-1, you know, in the third period, I think, look out. I think Florida's going to have a very tough time, but they're going to have to get it. They're going to have to make that work. And if they do, I think they are equipped to play a game that's, you know, kind of boring, but effective.
You know what there, I think, isn't anymore is any sort of condescension toward the Florida market, like the Southeast. I didn't read the piece, but I saw it pass by me, a reference to Tampa and Florida thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe in part they're not beholden to like older traditions or something. Like, it's not just no state tax. I saw Ryan Lambert, you know, whacking at that too. Enough with the state taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just it's not a straight line. You know, good teams and taxes are not perfectly correlated. But just how like those two franchises took the freedom they had to, like, I don't know, interact with fans differently, or just sort of they were able to almost like from scratch, write kind of like a brand. What is the right way to put this? Somebody wrote it and I didn't read it, so I don't know how to put it. Like, kind of like we don't have to do anything a certain way.
Yeah, they're not.
With the Sabres, we're always complaining about how it used to be like this or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's kind of antiquated now too, because now the story is just they're losing. But the idea, like jerseys or traditions. Like, it had to be a certain way. And all I'm saying is Florida and Tampa, I think, are teams that just didn't really care about that or need to know about it.
They maybe are free of convention a little bit more than, a team in a traditional market. And they also, Florida's, maybe this, I don't know, I didn't see this piece, but this might be a point worth making within this context. Toronto, gotta keep going. Austin Matthews, Nylander, Marner, right? Year over year, first round loss. Oh, we made it out of the first round, second round loss. Keep going. Florida, did they not win the President's Trophy the year before Maurice got there? Like, if they didn't win it, they had like 111 points or something. Like, they were a great regular season team. This is before the Tkachuk trade. This is with Jonathan Huberdeau as their leading scorer. And they had a monster year, and they got knocked out, maybe by Tampa. I don't even remember.
Second round, 22.
They get knocked out, and they gutted it. I mean, and I think Florida gives them a freedom to do that maybe a Toronto doesn't. They acted quickly and definitively, and they made that trade. And it did not take right away. Maurice didn't take right away. They're on the ropes with the Sabres 3 seasons ago to get in the playoffs. And then they make it, and everything Maurice is all about eventually takes hold, and now they're this team. They built it up and got everything in line and made the finals and lost, and then made the finals and won, and now they're in the finals again. After, I think, a President's Trophy season.
That's correct.
That's amazing. To go wrecking ball then, and that is something I think you have a harder time doing in a market that is more traditional, and maybe, dare I say, the fans are more, they're just more clued into it, whereas Florida, I would perceive them up to a certain point here as being relatively new and casual about it. And like, oh, we've got a great year. I'm sure there were fans that were upset about trading the leading scorer that had Huberdeau's jersey and everything or whatever. But they were brave, I think, to do that. And they did it, and they've been paid off. And that really, I think, identified what it is I like about Florida so much, that they did that. That is hard to do. That is one of the hardest things to do in sports, I think, is to take a thing that looks like it's excellent and a bad result in a small sample, like lose a 7-game series in the second round. This isn't going to work. We got to do something else. And the something else has been something else for them.
Well, you're around a franchise that needs judgment at Nuremberg to decide whether to trade Henry Jokiharju. So you can appreciate a team that takes big swings. I think that's probably safe to say.
That is it.
The Sabres bunt.
I don't know how engaging this has been for our listeners to hear, but I'm so glad that I arrived at what I think is a reasonable explanation for why I admire the franchise so much. That's it. I don't think without having this conversation I would have gotten there or even realized that that's the flashpoint.
I'm looking at some of the immediate streaming reaction, and it's amazing. They're amazed by this commentary. People are enthralled.
Let me go check the YouTube chat. What's going on in the YouTube? Oh, they're talking about golf. Okay.
It's all spiking. Everything, all the.
Sorry, YouTube chatters. Spiking. I really didn't look, and I don't know if you're talking about golf.
Well, it's just, not that long ago, Florida Panthers, great. You're killing hockey or something.
Because no.
It's in the. But it's the opposite.
I would watch their games. Not just Sabres games, and there's nobody there. Be like, how in the world is this a sustainable model? Like, what are we doing?
But I've been to one Florida Panthers game, 2007. Sabres, going toward the President's Trophy. I got Ty Conklin, but that's fine. Sabres won the game. And I have a couple of great memories of it. May I?
Please.
It wasn't a big crowd. I mean, I felt like the Sabres fans were much of the crowd.
Yeah.
I loved that between periods you could go outside in Florida. That they had just on the outside, off the concourse, doors to little balconies, and
that is
you could be outside.
That's pretty bomb. I like that.
Although
a lot.
It's 86 here. I don't know. Maybe it's hot. Too hot there. Whatever. I liked that. So we did that. The better thing is, so This is 2007, a year or two before this, my wife and I went to the U.S. Open tennis in New York, and I was driving a Lexus, and we drove down. She grew up an hour north of New York City. We drove into the city to go to Flushing Meadow, and I'm, you know, a little bit nervous because I don't drive New York City very right. often. I've got my car, you know, I'm sort of like, I'm excited. And we get near the tennis facility, and there's a sign, Lexus, free parking. Like, oh, I'm expecting to pay $100 to park in New York City for the U.S. Open. I think a Coke is $20 at the U.S. Open. It's famously expensive. Yet, because of the kind of car I'm driving, I get to park for free. So we pull into the parking lot, and I can remember talking to the attendant, like, I get to park for free? They're like, yes. Lexus sponsors the U.S. Open. It's free parking. Help yourself. Like, oh, this is going to be a great day. Florida, we don't drive. I've done it, but we fly to Florida for this trip, and we're in a rental and pull in toward the Florida Panthers arena.
I've never heard this from you, but I think I know what this is going to end up being.
And there's a sign, like the Lexus logo, free parking. Like the same sign, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So we pull in, and I tell the person, oh, the luck. I drive a Lexus, but I'm in a rental car because we're from out of town. And, I mean, tough. I'm sure I don't get to park for free. And the woman says, everybody parks for free. The sign was just like the logo is just stamped on there for whatever purpose. So just like some amount of money was spent so they could have their logo on the parking signs. But no, like, and like everybody, what does the sign mean? Like, no, it just says free parking. It's all it means. Everybody parks for free. And then she said, otherwise nobody would come.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. You know what I thought was going to happen there? Their arena used to be called the Enterprise Car Rental Center.
Oh, okay.
And I thought you were going to end up with Enterprise Rental Cars park for free at Enterprise Car Rental Center.
No, it's just like, just a coincidence that there was that logo on the sign. So no money was spent in either case.
Imagine a sporting event where everyone parks for free. That's mind-boggling.
It might be different now. Florida Panthers?
I would bet it is, yes.
I would bet it is, too.
I would bet it is.
Yeah, 2007.
Wow.
Time out for the update, then we'll talk some more. Got a James Cook call earlier. We can maybe get back into that. It's always sitting right there, at least until he shows up. Then that's over. Just like the Red Sox winning a World Series or whatever else. Once Cook shows up, we're done with that one. Hasn't happened yet, as far as we know. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Yeah, I think there's familiarity there. You know, we know what to expect from their game. I think they know what to expect from ours. You know, they're an aggressive, in-your-face, quick team. You know, we played a team like that in L.A., I would say. So, you know, there's a little bit of that familiarity there. Obviously, they're the champs. It's their third final in 3 years. They're a great team. You know, you can't say enough good things. So, as I said, they have our complete focus. It's going to be a great challenge, and we're excited about it.
Connor McDavid. The Oilers are the home team this year. Game one is tonight. I did see a stat how the last several teams, I'm not sure it's all teams all time, maybe, the last several teams to lose the first two games of the playoffs won the Stanley Cup. Going back to the 92 Penguins. 92 Penguins lost games one and two to Washington that year, but then won the series in seven and blitzed their way to the finals and won. Sweeping Boston and Chicago in the last two rounds.
Well, Edmonton hasn't swept anyone, but they have kind of blitzed. I mean, they you know.
5-5.
Right.
After L.A. So they won LA, beat L.A. in six?
Yes.
So they're 12-2 in their last 14?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I hated the 93 Canadiens. I mean, that's part of why I would have not believed you if somehow you knew that they would not win a Stanley Cup for 30-plus years. I hated them. It just felt unfair, Montreal. And they beat the Sabres with McGillney hurt and LaFontaine hurt, all games by one goal.
Right.
Ugh. The team was so lucky. LeClaire.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Young Leclerc, Desjardins. Can you hear Bob Cole on the Desjardins goals to tie and beat LA in the finals, game one maybe? Maybe game two. They lost game one, I think, of the final. And, you know, if you take me back a quarter century, I'm killer on hockey. Damn. No, I hated them. Jacques Demers, Patrick Waugh, ugh. Not a fan. Well, your favorite teams are Buffalo and Toronto. You're not going to like Montreal.
Right. Right. That does track.
I've stopped hating them. I've stopped hating everybody. Now I sort of feel like that's a very special franchise and, you know, unique in sports history even, and I kind of look up to it.
They I mean, who knows? This stuff doesn't have to just continue trending up. But they, to me, look like they're ready to be, I would expect them to be a playoff team again next year.
Time to start hating them again?
Montreal. Yeah, I mean, the defenseman who's going to be the rookie of the year is incredible. And I think he's going to – I shouldn't say that with such authority, but I
Hudson?
Yeah, it would kind of blow my mind, unless I'm forgetting someone who's had an unbelievable year, but I feel like that's the guy. And Demidov, the Russian kid who came late, is super – super tasty. And, you know, the guys that are sort of the kingpins of the team aren't that old yet, really. Suzuki and Caulfield are in their primes. They got a nice group there.
Do we have a nice group here?
There's talent here. There is talent here. Do I have a nice group? I don't know.
I think the Sabres have two real stars in Dahlin and Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a bunch, like it's just so many, but several good players, I would say, after that.
Mm-hmm.
Tuck, Paterka, you know, they've got power.
Yep.
They've got several good players after that. Goaltending's hit and miss. That hasn't changed really in many years. It's always been hard to predict. That's often what happens in goaltending. And then, I don't know, like they've got a few other guys who are okay.
I wonder.
Not bad.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen there. There's a lot of noise around Paterka. And I mean, not just here. It's like he's on everybody's trade board.
Yeah.
Something tells me that maybe the Sabres are circulating
behind that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's because they might have an inkling that he's not inclined to want to join the core, or maybe they don't want him to join. I kind of doubt it. I think they'd be a little nuts. He's. Owen and I were talking at home the other day about him and the start of his career and the start of William Nylander's career and what Nylander was points-wise and really all-around player-wise. And he still is kind of like, there's questions about, you know, how dialed in he is on defense, and he just has these lapses where it doesn't seem like he's paying attention, something like defensively just gets lost. Paterka and Nylander are very comparable at contract time. Now, Nylander held out into like November before he got his contract. Maybe it was even longer than that. Was it into December? Anyway, he held out. He missed games. And Paterka, he looks like points. I haven't analyzed all the big data, like all the micro stuff, but the hockey card stats. He looks like William Nylander at this stage of his career. And that doesn't mean he'll turn into William Nylander at the end, but he's a very good hockey player for them, productive. And if he doesn't want to be here, can you make a good trade? You're going to have to nail that, because that's a guy that you should be counting on for 60 points as the floor moving forward, I think. And if you got to trade him, you better find your way to replacing that. You need to add as it is. So I'm really worried about that. And you know who else I'm worried about? Is how Tuck sounded at the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was more what he didn't say. Like, what he said was, I haven't really sat down and talked with my wife about it yet. And I just find that really hard to grasp.
I can't believe it.
That he's, you know, he's not up yet. He's up, but he's up for an extension July 1. And they're cleaning out their lockers in the middle of April. And he's telling you know, grew up, you know, Syracuse area, grew up loving the Sabres and Max Ophina, whatever, right? He's Alex Tuck. He's like the face of the whole production here. Guys that want to be here. And
maybe he doesn't.
The best I got from him was, I haven't really sat down and talked to my wife about it yet.
You can't believe that.
That feels to me like a really bad sign. I don't know. I tried that on Paul one day, and he just sort of, you know, like Paul sometimes does. It just didn't really take hold. But I don't know if I'm the only one, but I'm concerned about that. That a guy that is the face of your entire thing here to an extent.
He is, in a way.
I would expect him to say, yeah, I can't wait to see what that looks like. I'm excited for the future. You know, I'm dreaming of taking this team to whatever, anything. Anything besides, I have not sat down and talked about the next step at the most important juncture of my professional life yet.
I mean, when you're out of it months beforehand, you could probably fit in that conversation.
I don't know. I mean, if you want to be convince me that he's a live in the moment guy, like, oh, okay. You know, there's a lot to be said for that, but I just that worried me. That really worried me, because he certainly is someone who they should get a lot of attention for if they try to move him. But again, I don't know how well you're going to do. Are you going to pull off a trade where that improves your team? I might have a hard time with that.
This has been fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know if
it's my fault.
I just don't know. I just haven't heard a lot of people chatting about that. Unless I missed some other large commentary that he delivered at Locker Cleanout, which I don't think I did. I got real questions about where that's going.
Okay. Should probably mention the name Josh Norris too.
Yeah. I had to, you know, I had the lines on a sheet of paper that was on one of the bulletin boards in here, and for the first time, there are things that are hanging on the walls here that have been in here since we moved in.
Yes.
Right? And something happened to that sheet of paper, and it was outdated anyway. Cousins was on it, so I needed a new one. So I yesterday grabbed a clean sheet of scrap paper, and I'm like, oh yeah, Norris. I should probably make him the number one center. He's making $8 million or something. He's going to be their number one center.
And we have no feel for him at all.
No.
Really.
No.
Just from watching Ottawa.
Right. I mean, I think he's an excellent player. I think if all things, well, health being equal, the Sabres got the better player in the deal, and I don't even think it's really that close. He's a very good 200-foot player and produces. He's great. He just can't stay on the ice.
Have you been to a finals game?
Never.
I've been to one.
I did not go at all in 99 as I was getting married. So missed all that. I didn't go. Jeez. I think the only playoff game I even went to in that 98-99 run, because they went to the conference final in 98, I was at the Mother's Day game where Barnaby got the hat trick. Right. And that was awesome.
That would have been great.
That was awesome.
Andy Moog.
I was there. Even though we didn't have the games, I did like a radio pregame show and a radio postgame show. And they threw me in the RV. And Tony Caligiuri and I sat in the RV on Perry Street and did. And the postgame, we were like, they made us move. Pregame, we were right outside the arena on Perry Street. It was pretty cool. We're getting ready to start postgame. Like, cops are like, you got to move this. You got to move the traffic.
Who was driving it?
Tony. We ended up down Perry Street in the housing project doing the postgame show. I'm like, wow, this is a new experience. But anyway, I was at that game. I didn't go as a fan, but I was in the building for that. That's my most, well, no.
Carolina game four.
You know that Howard Simon, and I never knew this. I heard Jeremy talking about this yesterday morning. He was talking about, you know, like how much the finals tickets cost in Edmonton. They were relatively inexpensive for Stanley Cup finals tickets. And just talking about why that might be. And like, if you're a season ticket holder, it's like, what I would do back then, remember kids, when Sabres were in the playoffs, I would, you know, keep one, sell one, that kind of thing. And he sold game four to Howard. So, and Howard has always been sort of mad about being at game four, just like me.
Sold game four to you.
I bought game four from you. Yes. Jeremy sold game four to Howard, and we both have this, you know, miserable memory of sitting there at that game.
4-0 Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Game four in 06. Mm-hmm. I've been to one finals game on your wedding day, and it's a little bit like the NBA for me. I've been to one NBA game ever, and it was game three. Golden State, Cleveland with Durant at Cleveland. Incredible game. Cleveland, big comeback, takes the lead, then Durant steals the game, like scored the last 10 points or something. Incredible game. And I kind of said to myself, I'm never going to another one. I've been to one NBA game. That was it. I'll never top it. Not a great, you know, life message or anything. Never try anything again because it was already too good. That's fair. That is a non-derogatory. That's fair. But, you know, one NBA game, couldn't have been better. Atmosphere, everything about it was great. Never forget it, I think. And one finals game, Brett Hull.
That was really long. Yeah.
That was really long and gripping, but mostly terrible.
Yeah.
Including most of all the outcome. It's so late. Where they score and I'm a little bit relieved because it's just so late and I got to drive to Rochester at 2 a.m.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Which you were going to have to do and then get on a plane.
Yes. Right? If the Sabres had won, I would have –
Third overtime.
If it had gone to a fourth, I would have had to leave to go home and pack
in case you
because my flight was early and I was going to Dallas if they had won the Sunday morning or the was it a
yeah it was Sunday morning
yeah
my,
Saturday
my
night.
Wedding was on a Saturday yeah
but that didn't happen. I'm not sure why I'm laughing. That didn't happen. We lost. That was it.
Boy, we packed a lot of good times in these 15 minutes.
This hour, the charts continue to spike. People are really taken by this conversation. Love to see it. Paul coming up at 6. I'm sure that'll spike some more. We'll just keep it rolling with Paul at the top of the hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog WGR. The Rockies have won 3 straight, sweeping the Marlins in Miami.
Somebody get Sammy P on the line.
I guess that'll be us on Friday.
Right.
Still really in no danger of losing that under bet. They're so far down, but a little bit of a slowdown on worst team ever stuff with the Rockies. That, you know, baseball. That's what was so amazing about them is they were defying conventional baseball wisdom where you win, you're the worst team in the sport, you win like 1 out of 3, and the Rockies are winning 1 out of 6. But this will help. A sweep. What do you think of the Scott Fishbowl scoring, Bulldog? It's I don't know if it's controversial, announced today, but it's interesting.
Was this Rockies series at home?
No.
They couldn't even give their home fans that treat?
They could not.
Why do they hate their fans so much?
I know, right?
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
So the Scott Fishbowl, the biggest fantasy football event, occasion, tournament of the year annually, going into year 15, I believe.
Did I mention I watched the Pirates for a while last night?
You did. Yes, you did.
Was that on the air? I'm sorry.
You did, I think.
I'll quit being
jerky. They lost.
Go ahead. What's going on with Scott Fishbowl?
So every year, his name is Scott Fish. They changed the scoring just to make it more interesting, do different things with it. Last year, we were talking about the name for the new kickoff format with the landing zone and all that stuff. What was the name of the kickoff last year?
The
special word for it.
Yeah,
hybrid, but there was some special word for
modified
or something. Whatever. Okay, you know what I mean, though.
Okay, sure.
So maybe returns come back into fashion, and he changed the scoring to incorporate that. You know, to help added value to the guys who are on returns.
All right.
This year, there's a video. It was on. He did it while we were on, so I haven't watched it yet, but I'll watch it because he explains everything. This year, he is adding IDP scoring, individual defensive player, because of Travis Hunter, but no positions for defensive players. So basically, if Josh Allen, our Josh Allen, not Jacksonville, if our Josh Allen played defense, you know, forced a fumble or something, then if you had Allen, you would get those points. But you can't draft Greg Rousseau. There's no slots for defensive players. What you do is you draft Travis Hunter and all the things he's, you know, maybe capable of doing defensively will count.
Tackles, passes, defense.
Right. Interceptions.
Kind of sacks even. So
basically, he's like the one player that has that capacity, which will be fun in drafts. Like, how high do you go for Travis Hunter?
Seems like
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A lot of change for one guy, though.
Yeah, he changes it every year, and right, it is. It is a big change, but I'm kind of into it. You know, like I wonder where Hunter ranks now if you get points for all his defensive stuff. I told you yesterday when we talked to Sal and he had Bobby Babich press conference stuff. I'd love to know what the Bills would have done with Hunter. Every team, I'd love to know what every team would say. You know, like what would we do here? Who gets him? We both get him. We share him. Is he in the defensive meetings? Is he like what do we do with him? And it sounds like Jacksonville, he's going to play receiver and some corner as opposed to the other way around. That's how it sounds to me.
Yeah, that's how it sounds to me too. Did you ever find your way to the highlight of him making that diving near catch while he was playing defensive back?
Yeah, I must be blocked from it.
I've given it some thought. Maybe I can help you with what they were calling those new kickoff rules. Were they referring to them as new? Was that it?
There was a word.
I don't remember the word. You're going to say it. You're going to find it and say it, and then I'm going to go, oh, yeah, I heard that a million times.
Maybe it was modified, but something like that.
Yeah. But not new. It was something besides new.
Well, no, I think there was another word.
Yeah, all right.
Paul Hamilton after sports here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.